Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, September 15th, and coming up in today's episode. Supreme Court puts key parts of Waqf Amendment Act on hold. Allegedly abducted and missing truck driver rescued from sacked IAS officer Pooja Khedkar's Pune home. Businesswoman arrested within 24 hours after BMW hit and run and killing a government officer in Delhi. And Donald Trump reacts to the brutal killing of Indian man who was beheaded in Texas by an undocumented immigrant. The Supreme Court has temporarily paused several provisions of the Waqf Amendment Act, which had been followed by widespread protests and legal challenges. A bench led by Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai and Justice A.G. Massey ruled that while the Act as a whole does not require a complete stay, certain sections must be suspended until the court rules on their constitutionality. One of the court's main concerns was the broad authority granted to district collectors under the amended law. These powers, the bench said, could result in arbitrary decisions and violate the principle of separation of powers. Quote, "The collector cannot be permitted to adjudicate the rights of personal citizens, and this will violate the separation of powers," the bench said. Quote, "Till adjudication happens by the tribunal, no third-party rights can be created against any party. The provision dealing with such powers to the collector shall remain stayed," unquote. The amended law had allowed collectors to decide whether property in question belonged to the Waqf or the government. If a collector deemed a property to be in dispute or government-owned, it could not be registered as Waqf land until the matter was resolved by a court. Muslim organizations had strongly opposed this clause, warning it could open the door to false claims and misuse. The court also addressed the composition of Waqf boards, ruling that no more than 3 non-Muslim members may be appointed to any Waqf board and not more than 4 to the Central Waqf Council. Another provision that has been put on hold is the requirement that only a Muslim who has practiced Islam for at least 5 years can declare a Waqf. Chief Justice Gawai said without any mechanism, it will lead to an exercise of arbitrary power. The amended act, passed by Parliament and signed by the President in April, had led to demonstrations across the country and widespread protests. Several Muslim organizations called the changes unconstitutional and claimed they threatened to undermine Waqf land ownership. The government, however, argued the amendments aimed to resolve ongoing land disputes and prevent encroachment. One of the petitioners, the All India Muslim Personal Law Board, welcomed the court's decision. Board member Saeed Kasim Rasool Ilyas said, "Many of our points have been accepted. We are satisfied to a large extent." A missing truck driver who was involved in a road accident in Navi Mumbai has been found at the Pune residence of former and suspended IAS officer Pooja Khedkar, adding a fresh twist to the controversy surrounding the former bureaucrat, whose family has been embroiled in multiple controversies bordering on almost criminal activities in the last few years. The incident began with a collision at the Airoli signal between a mixer truck and a car bearing registration number MH12RT5000. According to police, the truck driven by Prahlad Kumar had struck the car. Following the crash, 2 individuals from the car allegedly forced Kumar into their vehicle and drove away. The driver was reported missing shortly after the accident, prompting the police to launch a search. Quote, "During our investigation, we traced the car to the residence of in the Chattu Sringi area of Pune," said a police official. The vehicle was found parked at the home of Pooja Khedkar. Police officers arrived at the scene and rescued the driver from the premises. However, they said they were met with resistance from Khedkar's mother, Manorama Khedkar. An official said that she refused to open the door and inspected police work. They were also misbehaving with the police, and not only that, they set dogs onto the police. In response, police have issued a summons to Manorama Khedkar, instructing her to appear at the station for further questioning regarding the incident. However, how much that will pay off is to be seen, because this family is not new to controversies. Pooja Khedkar was dismissed from the Indian Administrative Service last year after a probe by the Union Public Service Commission She had initially secured a post through the civil service exam but was later found to have used false claims under the OBC and disability categories. The UPSC revoked her selection and imposed a lifetime ban from taking the exam again. This isn't the first time the Khedkar family has drawn public attention for all the wrong reasons, nor will it be the last. Last year, a viral video showed Manorama Khedkar brandishing a firearm during a land dispute she had pawned to the villagers and was threatening them with a gun. She was subsequently arrested in Raigarh's Khedkarniwadi village. With the truck driver now safe, police say further investigation is ongoing to determine the full sequence of events that led to this alleged abduction and the involvement of those present at the Pune residence and who set the dogs on to the police. Gaganpreet Kaur, 38, was arrested today after her speeding BMW in Delhi hit and ran over, which then killed a senior government officer Navjot Singh and critically injured his wife, who is now in ICU. She was detained from a hospital in GTP Nagar where she was being treated for minor injuries and taken into police custody. The arrest follows an FIR registered under charges of culpable homicide, not amounting to murder, rash and negligent driving, and destruction of evidence. Visuals from the event showed Kaur being escorted out of the hospital and onto a police vehicle. The crash took place near Delhi Cantonment metro station on Sunday afternoon. Gaganpreet was reportedly behind the wheel of a BMW when it collided with the motorcycle carrying Navjot Singh and his wife Sandeep Kaur. Navjot Singh, 52, served as a deputy secretary in the Union Finance Ministry. According to police, he and his wife had visited Bangla Sahib Gurdwara earlier in the day, followed by lunch at Karnataka Bhavan. The accident occurred while they were returning home. Sandeep Kaur, who survived the crash, has provided a statement to the police. She alleged that the BMW was speeding when it rear-ended their bike. "The car overturned after hitting us," she told investigators. After the collision, the injured couple was taken to a hospital in a van. Gaganpreet, who was also in the vehicle, allegedly instructed the driver, identified as Gulfam, a passerby who stopped to help, to take them to New Life Hospital in GTP Nagar, nearly 19 kilometers from the crash site. Police are now probing whether there was an attempt to interfere with the investigation. Quote, "Sandeep Kaur said she asked Gaganpreet to take them to the nearest hospital, but she insisted on going to New Life." Sources revealed that Gaganpreet's father is a co-owner of the hospital. Authorities are examining whether the choice of hospital was intended to influence medical documentation or hinder evidence collection. Hospital officials stated that protocols were followed but declined to comment on any connection with the accused. Gaganpreet's husband, Parikshit Makkad, 40, was also in the car at the time of the incident. His name has been included in the FIR and he may be questioned as the investigation continues. Women working in political parties are not protected or do not come under the POSH or Prevention of Sexual Harassment at Workplace Act, the Supreme Court has said. Well, basically, the Supreme Court has declined to entertain a petition seeking to bring women working in political sector under the Protection of Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace, Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act, commonly known as the POSH Act. A bench led by Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai along with Justices K. Vinod Chandran and Atul S. Chandurkar heard the special leave petition, SLP, filed by Advocate Yogamaya M.G. The court questioned whether the political parties would be considered a workplace under the Act, stating that there is no employer-employee relationship between political parties and their members or volunteers. Quote, "Where is the employer-employee relationship in political parties?" the bench asked, pointing to a key requirement for the Act to apply. The petition challenged a March 2022 judgment by Kerala High Court, which held that political parties are not obligated to form Internal Complaints Committee or ICC in the absence of a formal employment structure. ICCs are a key part of the POSH Act. The plea argued that the High Court had taken a narrow view of the Act, excluding women working in informal, freelance or non-traditional roles, especially in sectors like politics, film and media, from protection against workplace harassment. The petitioner submitted that the POSH Act, framed following the Supreme Court's landmark Vishakha judgment, was intended to be interpreted broadly, Quote, its definition of employer-employee and workplace were deliberately expansive, the plea stated, arguing that the High Court's interpretation weakens the intent and the coverage of the law. The petition further stated that restricting the Act's applicability in such a manner violates fundamental rights under Articles 14, 15, 19, 1G and 21 of the Constitution, which guarantee equality, non-discrimination, the right to practice any profession, and the right to life with dignity. It sought a declaration from the Supreme Court to include political parties and industry associations under the POSH framework and requested directions for establishing proper redressal mechanisms such as ICCs. This comes months after another CJI-led bench had dismissed a similar public interest petition, instead suggesting the petitioner file a separate SLP challenging the High Court ruling. In December last year, the court also directed another petitioner to approach the Election Commission, saying it was appropriate authority to urge political parties to create internal systems for dealing with harassment complaints. US President Donald Trump has finally reacted to the brutal killing of 41-year-old Indian national Chandra Nagamalaya in Dallas, Texas, who was beheaded by an undocumented Cuban immigrant. The incident, which took place last week, had sparked outrage and renewed political debates around immigration policy by many on social media. Chandra Nagamalaya was attacked and beheaded at the Downtown Suites Motel on Samuel Boulevard, where he worked as a manager, the accused. 37-year-old Yordanis Cobos Martinez was arrested and charged with capital murder. Surveillance footage from the CCTV of the motel appears to show the suspect using a machete to carry out the fatal attack in front of the victim's wife and 18-year-old son. After multiple times stabbing Nagamalaya, the suspect actually uses the machete to behead him, and then he plays around with the dismembered head of the victim like a football, eventually picking it up and putting it in the dumpster. Apologies for the graphic visuals. Trump issued a statement on his Truth social media platform calling the murder brutal and vowing to prosecute the accused to the fullest extent of the law. He also stated that his administration would not go easy on what he referred to as illegal immigrant criminals. Quote, I am aware of the terrible reports regarding the murder of Chandra Nagamalaya, a well-respected person in Dallas, Texas, who was brutally beheaded in front of his wife and son by an illegal alien from Cuba, who should have never been in our country, Trump wrote. According to authorities, Martinez had previously been detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and was held at the Bluebonnet Detention Center. He was released on 13th of January 2025 under order of supervision. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, confirmed this in a recent statement and announced that ICE has now begun removal proceedings against him. DHS Secretary, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin stated, and I'm quoting, this gruesome, savage slaying of a victim at a motel by Yordanis Cobos Martinez was completely preventable if this criminal illegal alien was not released into our country by the Biden administration. Trump directly blamed Biden as well for the release of the accused, highlighting Martinez's prior arrest on charges including child sexual abuse, grand theft auto, and false imprisonment. Quote, rest assured, the time for being soft on these illegal immigrant criminals is over under my watch, unquote, Trump added. The case is ongoing and Martinez remains in custody. Authorities have not yet announced a trial date. The Indian community in Dallas and beyond have expressed shock at the killing, the senseless, brutal crime. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV. Your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.